Jivan Jain grit his teeth as he pulled down the bale of hay from the loft, straw pricking his palms. With a grunt, he tossed it to the barn floor below. A girl let out a frightened squeak. Wiping sweat from his nut-brown brow, Jivan peered down and winced at the sight of the frozen, stiff girl staring at the bale crashed at her feet, her light brown hair pulled back into two tight braids. A length of twine had snapped, golden hay spilling across the hard-packed dirt. Mirian Jogerli's head shot up and she glared at him. Jivan Jain, you could have crushed me! Her voice rang through the barn. You didn't even shout a warning!
Sorry, Mirian.
He rubbed a hand through his short blonde hair, grimacing. Thought I had the barn all to myself. Over the last 6 months, Mirian Jogerli's presence on the farm had become commonplace. Since his ma's passing, his sweetheart had spent considerable time helping Gretla, his little sister, with the domestic chores, while Jivan managed the farm single-handedly. It was a difficulty, but Ari had trained Jivan well before sailing off to the Marines. Jivan tried, vainly, not to think about his brother and sister-in-law. Ari's last letter had been sent from the distant skyland of Thuneli, a place so far from Vesh Jivan had trouble picturing where it floated. Though the war with the Empire had ended, still no word had arrived. The Golden Daughter, Blessed Amiria, had put an end to the fighting and set the skies to right. But was it in time? Jivan feared his brother and sister-in-law were dead, killed in the war, and the Golden Daughter's overthrow of the autonomy had kept the nation's vast bureaucracy from sending word. Fear gnawed at his belly, a school of little guppies nibbling at any hope he tried to cultivate. The more weeks passed, the harder it was to fend them off. But he had to stay strong. He had the farm to look after and Gretla to watch. He kept up the lie that their brother was too busy to write. He was grateful Mirian was around to help. He could whisper to her his fears that he would never see his older brother again. The only family he had left was Gretla. Though in a year he was sure he would marry Mirian when they were both 17.
My apologies, Jivan said. I wouldn't want to crush your pretty figure.
A smile flitted on Mirian's lips, warring with her anger. Jivan had learned a lot in the last year. The wrong words would drive her away with hurtful looks, while the right words would have her preening with delight. He'd found complimenting her looks fell in that second category, along with apologizing.
She should have announced her presence, he thought. She had to see the other hay bales and hear me moving up here.
If he said those words, he would have triggered an angry storm in her.
Do you need something, my sweet? Jivan asked.
He wanted to find a good nickname to call her, something endearing. Ari called Shailene Lena, and sometimes his Aya, but Mirian didn't like her name being shortened, so my sweet was the best Jivan could manage. Her smile grew.
Just seeing if you need any help.
Always. I need to spread fresh hay out for the ostriches.
Work was never done on the farm. He had the ostriches to tend, and the barley fields to weed. Every time he reached the end of the rows, new weeds had already sprouted back at where he'd begun. Other farmers helped, and Mirian would roll up her sleeves and hike her skirts to join him in the work.
Little more than a year, and it'll be her home full time.
Jivan liked that thought. It helped keep the sadness at bay. Ari and Shailene were gone. There was no chance of their children inheriting the farm. It was up to Jivan to keep it in the family name. Gretla would help, but she was growing fast. Already 11. Soon she would find her own fellow and be sneaking off to kiss him in the corners of stables and pens, or out on hills beneath the starry sky.
Just gotta throw one more bale, Jivan said.
He seized a heavy rectangle, hiding the grunt of exertion. Then, feeling her eyes on him from below, hefted it up with one arm. She stepped back and he tossed it down, a foolish grin on his face.
There! Let's get the—
The loud thwunk rattled the frame of the barn. Jivan frowned, and Mirian turned her head, peering out the door to the east.
What was that?
Mirian asked, her twin braids sliding back and forth across the back of her light blue dress.
Don't know.
Jivan whipped the sweat from his hands on his brown denim coveralls before climbing down the ladder. When he reached the floor, the thwunk came again.
It's coming from the east.